St. John Vianney was a French priest in the 19th century, and he's the patron saint of parish priests. And he said that if we truly understood the Mass, we would die of joy. If we truly understood and saw what was truly happening here and at every Mass, we would die of joy. No one can see the face of God and live. Not in this life. And so God veils his face out of love for us. He veils his face so that we might learn to see more deeply. That we might actually learn to see the deepest realities that surround us. Yes, the visible things in this world, and to see them more truly, but to see more deeply the invisible realities that are in our midst. Today is the great feast of Corpus Christi. It's the feast of the body and blood of Jesus. This body and blood of Jesus, which is veiled in bread and wine. There is no truer reality. There is nothing more real on this earth, more real than the Eucharist is. It's the source of everything. This Eucharist that we celebrate here and that you'll come to receive, it's the source of everything else that you see in this universe. Everything else comes from this, all of it. And everything else in this whole universe, all of it, everything we can see and everything we can't see, comes back to this. It's the source and the summit of everything. Why? Because it's God. It's God. The sacrament is God. It's his true and real presence with us and in us. What greater gift could there ever be? God gives himself, his full self, he gives himself to us. He gives us his entire being in this sacrament. That's why we say body, blood, soul, and divinity. The entirety of who God is. He gives to us, veiled, because he loves us and doesn't want to kill us right now in this life. And you know why it would kill us? You know why you can't see the face of God and live? Because if one were to see the face of God and live and even have a soul prepared for that, nothing else in this natural world would be able to sustain you anymore. You would be so filled when you had that source of supernatural joy of seeing the face of God, truly seeing him, that nothing in this natural world could sustain your life anymore. And so he gives us his entire self in this sacrament. And we receive it. And we become what we receive. So that we're able to give ourselves to God. And to give ourselves to others fully. To give the whole gift of ourself, the whole gift of our life to God and to others. Love of God and love of neighbor. Why? So that we can be one with God. And one with others, that we might have true communion. And that's what heaven is. That's heaven. Perfect and true communion, one with God and with others. And that's what we have a small taste of in this and in every Eucharist. This is the weekend in which I wanted to celebrate in some small way 10 years, and in gratitude of 10 years of priesthood. 10 years goes by really fast. You all were much younger 10 years ago. But I look the same, so. 10 years of priesthood, the Eucharist itself, it means thanksgiving. God gives us the very thing that we then thank him with. It's incredible. He provides the sacrifice that we then offer to him. And so the priesthood itself, at the very heart of it, is the Eucharist. The priesthood exists to bring Jesus into the world in the sacraments, and the very center of that is the Eucharist. And so I just want to lift my heart in gratitude, first to God. God chose me to be his priest. I didn't choose it. I probably never would have chosen it, but he chose me. And he didn't just choose me, he gave me the grace to say yes to it. And he gives me the grace, when I seek him each day for it, to continue to say yes. And so I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to my family. They're a good family. They're a crazy family. But they showed me the love of God growing up in all of its different ways. It's a true thing that we're not Christians because someone explained the nuts and bolts of the faith to us. That helps. It's important. That's not why you're a Christian, though. You're a Christian because somebody was the nuts and bolts of the faith to you. And so that was my family and is my family. And I want to thank you, God has given you as a gift to me. You're my parishioners. You're my flock. You are the face of God, veiled, hard to recognize sometimes, but you are. You are this small portion of the church here in Dickinson, North Dakota, and you are the body of Christ. Which means that in receiving this sacrament, you go out into the world and you bring his presence out there. And you are the face of God. You are the face of God, reflecting the image of Christ to the world and everyone you encounter. And you are the face of God. You have been that truly to me as well. And as the body of Christ, you're also my bride. You're the church. And as my bride, I can say this, you have a beautiful face. And I love you very much. And so I want to close with words from another French priest of the 19th century, Father Lacordaire. He wrote this, simply called A Priest. To live in the midst of the world without wishing its pleasures, to be a member of each family, yet belonging to none, to share all suffering, to penetrate all secrets, to heal all wounds, to go from men to God and offer him their prayers, to return from God to men to bring pardon and hope, to have a heart of fire for charity, and a heart of bronze for chastity, to teach and to pardon, console and bless always. My God, what a life, and it is yours, O priest of Jesus Christ.